Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today
Okay.
we're
Hey,
talking
Percy.
to people.
How you doing, Percy?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. So today we're talking to people in California, and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. So before I
Glad
begin, could you...
you pay for this, Percy?
I'm sorry?
Glad you pay for this, Percy?
Oh, you do not get paid for it. I'm so sorry, but we love to get people's opinions.
Is this about the governor? Is it about Trump? Is it about Harrison?
It somewhat is. It is a political survey, but it goes beyond just presidential elections.
Okay, answer the question so I'm required to say yes or no.
All right. Well, some questions are a little bit more than a yes or no, but I do truly appreciate your enthusiasm. So, in which state do you currently live in?
California.
California, all right, thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live in?
Fresno County.
Fresno, all right, thank you. Of all personal telephone calls, do you receive them most on your cell phone, on your home phone, or on both of them equally?
Cell phone.
Cell phone, all right. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, a political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No, but we can get a job. We need a job like that. You got the hotel?
Unfortunately, we do not. So would you mind sharing which year you were born in?
1971.
1971. All right, thank you. So what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
Am black, Mexican, white, and Asian.
All right. So what is the last grade of school you have completed?
Seventh grade.
7th grade. All right, thank you.
No,
So,
I'm graduating. I graduated. I'm just talking with you. 12th grade.
All right, thank you. So, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Excuse me, I hate to say this, but fuck Biden and fuck Trump. I need somebody new. I need somebody that's gonna be all about the people and stop this signing and this voracious situation that's going on.
All right. So would you say you strongly disapprove?
Extremely disapprove of Biden, and I extremely disapprove of Trump.
All right.
You know that?
So do you approve or disapprove of the job that Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
He's okay. He's a follower, but he's made some changes on his own. So I mean, he can do a little bit better.
All right. So would you say you somewhat approve then?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for who would you vote for? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you the names of some people, and I would like if you could tell me if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And if you've never heard of them or have no opinion, you can also mention that. So the first one is Donald Trump.
Don't like him.
Esmeralda Soria.
Don't like her.
Joanna Garcia Rose.
Don't know her.
Kamala Harris.
Fuck her.
All right, thank you. So which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for in state assembly? Would you say it's jobs in the economy, education, inflation and the cost of living, climate change, crime and public safety, healthcare, taxes, homelessness, border security, or abortion?
It's going to be housing. It's going to be job fair. It's going to be educational. Some three values.
All right. So if you could just choose one though, like the most important one for you, which one do you think it would be?
Housing.
Housing? All right. Well, housing isn't really an option, but there is inflation and the cost of living as well as homelessness. So would you go with
Right.
homelessness then?
No, I don't know. Everybody has a choice. Let's change that one then. I'll go to educational.
Education. All right. Thank you. So
Because
speaking of,
you guys took some things away that I don't agree with, and I think you guys really needed that to complete our situation with our children.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you're not at all interested, and a 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
8.
8? All right, thank you. So if the election for President were being held today, for who would you vote for? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
I don't like both of them, so none of them, I wouldn't vote.
All right, no worries. So if the election for State Assembly were being held today, and the candidates were Joanna Garcia-Rose, Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, for who would you vote for?
Democrat.
100% or probably?
100%.
All right. So 100% Soria. All right. So would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
It's headed in the right direction, but it's always, it needs to be a lot more smoother, a lot more understanding, a lot more operational. So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. So over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, or stayed about the same?
Stay about the same.
All right. Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Nope.
Although you've never voted for a Republican candidate, would you consider voting for one?
If he's talking the right lingo.
All right. So would that be a yes then?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia-Rose in your campaign. And after I read each one, if you could please tell me if it makes you more likely or less likely to support her for state assembly. And the first one is, Joanna Garcia-Rose only supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children.
I truly agree. Strongly.
So much more likely to support her?
Yes.
All right. Joanna Garcia-Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Very good.
Joanna Garcia, oh no, Joanna Garcia-Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Yeah, I agree with that. But let me explain something to you. They only say these things just to get in the office. And when they get in the office, they don't do nothing. They just say anything. So I don't really want to have this, you know, I feel disrespected when I'm telling you these things, because I don't want anyone to say these things about these people, because it's pointless. To be honest with you, I know you're doing your job, but it's pointless. You know, they don't follow what they say they're gonna do. You know what I mean? The only person I would follow what they're gonna do is President Clinton. He actually did what he said he was gonna do.
All right. I totally get where you're like completely coming from, because I do agree a lot of politics, they just kind of say stuff and whatever lands, hopefully, but the next one
right.
is, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia-Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
Yes, I strongly agree with yes. I support
her. So much more likely to support her?
Yes.
All right. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia-Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
I strongly agree with her.
In the assembly, Joanna Garcia-Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office.
I strongly agree with her.
Much more likely. All right, thank you. So based on that information, for who would you want to vote for? Joanna Garcia-Rose, the Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat?
I guess I changed my whole situation. I guess it would be the Republican.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few statements about Esmeralda Soria. And the same dynamic is based on these statements, if you could tell me if they would make you more likely to support her or less likely. So the first one is, Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
No, I'm not supporting her.
So much less likely?
No, exactly. Everything I'm talking about her. Straight up. You ain't got to ask me no more questions about her.
All right. So you just want to say, like, just based on that, just one statement, you want to much less likely to support
yep.
her on all of them?
So when you start off with that ugliness, you know, Sarah is going to be ugly. That's just the way the world turns.
All right. So just confirming, you don't want to hear anything else about her, just much less likely?
Yes.
All right. No worries. So based on kind of like that information, if the election for state assembly were being held today, for who would you want to vote for? Joanna Garcia-Rose, the Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, the Democrat?
Mrs. Rose.
Oh, Rose? All right. So regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
All right. So generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
All right, conservative. All right. So even though you might be independent, would you say you tend to lean Democrat or lean Republican, or are you strictly independent?
I'm a Democrat in my heart, but when you got Democrats, you know what I'm saying, only out for themselves and their pockets, then you ain't a whole different ballgame. That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
All right, understandable. Thank you. So would you say you're very conservative or somewhat conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Very conservative. All right. On the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-life.
Pro-life. All right. So some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against the candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. So would you?
If you get pregnant and it's not a rape or you've been assaulted, you have a choice to have that baby or not have that baby. You know what I mean? God gives you a baby for a reason.
All right. So basically, like,
but I gotta go. I'm at work though. I gotta go. All right.
We're almost done. There's just two questions left. So, based on just like that issue of abortion, would you ever vote for or vote against the candidate based only on their position of abortion?
Right. I would vote against.
All right. So, who did you vote for back in the 2020 presidential elections?
Obama.
You voted for Obama in the 2020 presidential elections?
Oh, no, it wasn't Obama. It was Trump. It was Trump at that time, huh?
Yeah, it was Trump and Joe Biden.
Yeah. I didn't vote.
You didn't vote? All right. Thank you. No, well, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day.
You have a great evening. God bless.
All right. Thank you.
God bless.